that you can get close to the record?
Yeah, I ran a 4.33 a couple of weeks ago, and that was just my first attempt, and I'm usually fast on my second attempt, so hopefully I can get down there.
Oklahoma defensive back Aaron Colvin, Tatum 1.
No. Yes. I was 6 foot, 202.
You can do a lot of things. Do you like coverage? Do you like returning? What part of football do you enjoy the most?
It all buys in together. The most important thing is just being around my teammates wherever I am and having fun. And as long as we're making plays and having fun together, then the wins will build up.
If you have the ball in your hands, do you think you can score every time?
Almost definitely. I think I'm a dangerous return man, and if I get the ball in my hands on an interception, it's always a possibility for me to take it back to the house.
Justin, you got to know Dark was not at all.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What's he like?
I've met him when we were in Orlando for the award show, and he's a pretty good guy. He's funny. I always have him laughing. He calls me pretty boy, and it makes fun of me because I always take selfies on my phone, and it's just, I mean, he's fun to be around, though.
Do you guys have any kind of friendly wager on who's going to go first or anything?
Not at all. We don't talk about that.
What do you call him?
I'm a nice guy. I don't call him names.
What do you think makes you the best player
in the draft? Dedication to the game and the work that I put in and day out, off the field, watching film, making guys around me better, the younger guys. When I was at Oklahoma State, always talking to them, bringing them in, watching film.
Justin, was there anything that in between the end of the season and this combine that you wanted to focus on or work on specifically that you felt helped you with?
Most definitely my transition coming out of my breaks and backpedaling. I was a terrible backpedaler, especially when I first got there because I played quarterback in high school. So defensive back was new to me, and being a good backpedaler and being fluid with my hips was a big key.
What is the value of a cornerback with size?
Cornerback with size, you have to be able to use weight technique because, I mean, a guy like me, I have long legs, short torso, so it's kind of hard for me to get my hips down and turn around and all that. But once, the more you work at it, the better you get at it.
Did you play
I'd say Joe Hayden, Patrick Peterson, Richard Sherman.
What do you think of the guy that's
in the league?
Who?
I don't know who that is. I don't watch a lot of football. I mean, we have practice on Sundays, and I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of games.
Did you play much press? Did you play much press coverage?
Yeah, I played a lot of press coverage. We were in press pretty much 70% of the game. I think that Big 12 defensive backs are some of the best defensive backs in the country in college football, and sometimes I overlook because we give up plays, but at the same time we have way more plays coming at us instead of say for instance in the SEC they have a lot of run attack where the corners are not being like pressured. So I mean we have a lot to live up to.
Do you know what
design? I haven't met one of them yet.
How about the Browns? Do you know what
that is? I filled out a questionnaire.
Who's the toughest receiver you
face? The toughest receiver I faced during my career. My team's very young, Justin Blackman.
How do you think going against some of those prolific offenses in the Big 12 will help prepare you for the league?
I think that style of offense that's being played in the Big 12 now is going to transition and make its way into the league with a lot of NFL teams, so I think it's going to be a big part, and it's going to be a part of my success in the future.